Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, 6th Sunday of Easter. The Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, which the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows it. But you know it, because it remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live, and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him." Commentary by Father Julio Cesar Ramos from San Luis, Argentina. I will love him and reveal myself to him. Today, Jesus, just as he did with his disciples, says farewell as he returns to the Father to be glorified. It seems that this saddens the disciples, who still look at him with a physical human gaze, one that believes, accepts, and clings only to what they see and touch. This feeling, which also exists today in many Christians, prompts the Lord to assure them that I will not leave you orphans, for he will ask the Father to send us another advocate to help and intercede, the Spirit of truth. Furthermore, although the world will not see him, you will see me, because I live, and you will live. Thus, trust and understanding in these words of Jesus will awaken love in the true disciple, which will be clearly shown in keeping his commandments and observing them. And even more, whoever lives that way will be loved in the same way by the Father, and he, the Son, will love his faithful disciple and manifest himself to him. How many words of encouragement, trust, and promise come to us this Sunday? Amidst daily concerns, where our hearts are overwhelmed by the shadows of doubt, despair, and fatigue for things that seem to have no solution or have come to a dead end, Jesus invites us to always feel his presence, to know that he is alive and loves us, and at the same time promises to those who take the firm step of living his commandments to reveal himself in the fullness of new resurrected life. Today, Jesus is revealed to us as alive and present in the teachings of the scriptures we hear and in the Eucharist we will receive. May your response be that of a new life, surrendered in living his commandments, particularly that of love.